It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and today we're concluding our teaching series that we did this week called The Oil Still Flows, Living in the Power of the Holy Spirit. This is based on Psalm 92:10, the theme passages for my program, Fresh Oil, where David said, "You've exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured upon me. You've anointed me, God, with fresh oil." And so far, we talked about how the anointing breaks the yoke, how God provides fresh oil in our dry seasons, how the oil was meant to overflow and touch others. It's not just for ourselves, but the anointing we receive from God in our life is, it's used to overflow and touch others. And then yesterday we talked about how we're sealed and also filled with the Holy Spirit. And today I want to close with a powerful truth, and that is this: the Spirit still speaks to us. This episode is not about hearing voices. It's about discerning the voice of the one who already dwells in you, the Spirit of truth, the voice of God in the life of the believer. Let's open our hearts today and lean in, because I believe God wants to renew our spiritual ears. Let's start today with the words of Jesus found in John chapter 16 and verse 13. Reading from the NIV, this is what it says: "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come." I want you to notice a couple of phrases that Jesus said in that verse. First of all, He said this in regards to the Spirit: He will guide you and He will speak. He will tell you what is to come. See, Jesus promised here that the Holy Spirit would not be silent. The Spirit of God is not mute. He's not distant. He's not confined to the pages of ancient history. No, He's active, He's present, and He still speaks. The early church, you know, they lived by the voice of the Spirit. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 2, it says this: "While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said..." Think about that. The Holy Spirit spoke. We can't afford to live on yesterday's instructions when we have a very present Holy Spirit who's still speaking today. Now let's get real practical on this subject. How does the Holy Spirit speak today? Have you ever had someone say, "God told me this," or "God told me that"? I hear it all the time. Sometimes it's really God, and sometimes it's pizza they had the night before. But let's get real practical. God does speak. And how does He speak? Number one, He speaks through the Word. The Bible is the voice of the Spirit in written form. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, Paul said this to his spiritual son Timothy. He said, "All Scripture is God-breathed. The Holy Spirit inspired it, and He illuminates it when we read it." If you want to hear God's voice, open up His Word. It's the easiest way to get God to speak to you. You read His Word, and all of a sudden, it'll begin to come alive to you. Secondly, He speaks through that inner witness. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 16, it says this: "The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." That bearing witness part is the Spirit's internal confirmation. I call it my knower. I know in my knower. It's a nudge, a sense, a peace, or a warning. Sometimes it's a warning. God says, "Don't go there," or "Don't buy that car," you know. It's not always loud, but it really is unmistakable. And then thirdly, sometimes He just speaks through wise counsel. You know, in Proverbs chapter 11, and verse 14, it says, "There is safety in a multitude of counsel." The Spirit often speaks through godly people in our lives. And then fourthly, sometimes he speaks through prophetic insight. The gifts of the Spirit, they include the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and prophecy. And these are Spirit-led insights that encourage, they correct, and they confirm what God is doing. But hear me clearly today, my friend. Every word the Spirit speaks, it will align with the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will never contradict Scripture. It won't happen. Now, you might ask today, Keith, why do so many believers struggle to hear the voice of God? Let me give you four reasons. First of all, noise. We live in a noisy world. Constant input. Endless notifications. Busyness. God often speaks in a whisper. But we've filled our lives with static sometimes. And it's hard to get a clear sound when so many other noises are competing, demanding our attention. Elijah discovered this in 1 Kings 19. God was not in the wind, he wasn't in the earthquake, and he wasn't in the fire. Finally, he heard God in a gentle whisper. The second reason I believe sometimes that we struggle to hear the voice of God is just neglect. We want answers, but we don't open the Bible. We want direction, but we don't pray. See, hearing requires proximity and priority. We have to decide that we're going to set aside time for God to listen to His voice. That's the priority. And proximity, we need to be near His presence. Thirdly, one of the reasons we struggle to hear the voice of God is unbelief. See, some people have been taught that the Spirit doesn't speak anymore, that miracles ended with the apostles, that God only speaks through the Scriptures. And while we affirm the sufficiency of Scripture, and I believe wholeheartedly God speaks through Scripture, I also believe what Jesus said, that the Spirit will guide you and will speak to you and will lead you into all truth. And the fourth thing that keeps us from hearing the voice of God, and this is so prevalent today, friend, is unrepentance. See, sin doesn't change God's voice, but it affects our ability to hear it. A hardened heart, a prideful spirit, or a willful, rebellious attitude can dull our ears, and we no longer hear God's voice because of sin. Hebrews 3 and verse 15 says, "Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts." I believe God is challenging us today, friend, to listen to the voice of the Spirit. So how do we grow in hearing the Spirit's voice? Let me give you some practical ways to tune your ears. I believe, first of all, practice stillness. You know, it's a rare commodity in today's society. In Psalm 46:10, it said, "Be still and know that I'm God." That's what God tells us. Be still and know that I'm God. So set aside the noise, turn off the notifications, put aside Facebook, turn your phone off. Create silence and let your soul breathe. The Spirit speaks in quiet places. And secondly, saturate yourself in the Word of God. The more you know the Word, the more easily you're going to recognize the voice of the Spirit. He always sounds like Scripture. He always will say things that'll be confirmed by God's Word. Thirdly, you got to ask and expect. In James chapter 1 and verse 5, God says, "If you lack wisdom, ask. Ask the Spirit to speak and expect that you're going to hear His voice." And I believe, too, in the importance of keeping a journal. Write what you sense. If you feel God speaking to you, write it down. Write down what you believe the Spirit is saying, and over time, you'll begin to discern His patterns and you'll hear His voice more clearly. Obey what you hear. That's a big one. God doesn't speak for our entertainment. He speaks for our alignment. The more you obey, the more clearly you're going to hear His voice. Now, I believe the Holy Spirit still speaks to His church today. So what is God saying to us today as Christians? Well, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7 says, Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So God's not silent. He is speaking. And I believe the Spirit is saying, come back to the secret place. Maybe God's saying to you today, walk in holiness. Make a decision to do good and not just give in to your flesh. I believe God is saying, forgive quickly. Have you been holding some grudges against people? Are you holding on to what happened to you in the past? God is saying today, let it go, friend. And God is also telling us to carry His glory and not our agenda. So many times we have our agenda and the things we want to happen, but God says, no, you carry my glory. You do what my will declares. And we got to speak the truth in love. That's one of the things God's saying to us. He's telling us to be bold and in a dark generation. And God's telling us, fear not, for I'm with you. All week long, we've been talking about the fresh oil, the oil that God still desires in our lives. He wants to fill us. He wants to renew us. He wants to restore us. And He wants you to know that the oil still flows. The Spirit still speaks. The big question is, are we listening today? I want you to imagine you're driving in a remote area and you're trying to tune in your favorite radio station, perhaps an episode of Fresh Oil. You know the station number, you know it's broadcasting, but all you hear is static. So you adjust the dial, you lean in, you turn down the other sounds, and finally the voice comes through. That's how the voice of the Holy Spirit often works. You know, the Spirit's always speaking, but we've got a lot of static in our souls. We have noise from the culture. We have distractions from our cell phones. Oh, they rule our lives. We have worry. We have fear. We have busyness and inner chaos. All that's competing with the voice of the Spirit. So the problem isn't that God has gone silent. The problem is we're not tuned in to the right frequency. That's what we've been talking about this week on Fresh Oil, getting the frequency tuned in to where we hear the Spirit as He's speaking to us. If you want the Spirit's voice more clearly, turn down the world's volume. Clear out the static, open His Word, quiet your soul, and say like young Samuel did, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Let's pray today. Holy Spirit, we just silence the noise today. Right here on Fresh Oil, I just ask that everyone listening today, that we can just open our hearts, oh God. Speak to us today because your servants are listening. God, train our ears. Sharpen our discernment that we won't listen to the voices around us and be led astray, but God, we will be led by your still small voice. May we be still and know that you're God today. God, let us hear your whisper in the storm, your correction in the quiet, your comfort in the stillness, God. We don't want to live on secondhand revival. God, we want to know your voice. We want to have fresh revelation from you. Thank you and that you still speak in Jesus' name. My friend, it's been a great week all week long as we've been talking on this subject of just having our spirits renewed with fresh oil. The oil still flows, and we've been talking about living in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for tuning in to Fresh Oil. God loves you.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.